Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve Bertrand in charge of the John Williams Show today. Steve, I have a few questions about your new show.
Okay, hit me.
All right, first of all, will there be a band? Are you going to have a band?
Well, there will be a band, but we're having trouble with the after contract.
with the musicians union?
Yeah.
Will you be doing an opening monologue?
I will not be doing an opening monologue. What we're going to do is we're going to have Dave Ennett record something in the morning, and we'll just replay that in the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Sound good?
Yeah, I'm happy to do it.
I see. And how about the set? Are you going to be sitting at a desk with your guest to your right or to your left?
So this is real. When I was doing the business lunch, I always was in Studio B. Here you are in A, and you like it really cold in here.
Yeah, I do. I do. You don't?
I don't. It's not bad right now, though.
This is a disc jockey broadcaster temperature in here.
It's not bad.
I think the news temperature is a little warmer, maybe.
Brzanich always complains about the temperature every day.
So I literally was going to choose my studio by the fact that you have it too cold in here.
And will it be called the afternoon news starring Steve Bertrand? Is that the name of this show?
That's not quite it.
Or is it the Steve Bertrand Show? What is it?
They're going to call it the WGN Afternoon News with Steve Bertrand.
And when does this start?
As long as my name's in it, Bob, I'm okay with
that's
that.
That's right. Well, you know, Larry King once told me that. Larry King said, make sure, you know, remember it was Larry King Live? Larry always said, make sure that your name is in the title of the show.
As long as it's in there somewhere.
So it's starting in a couple of weeks at 4 in the afternoon, right?
September 28th, and it'll be a 4 to 7. And, you know, we'll do the news of the day. It'll be a news magazine sort of thing. So we'll certainly do features and things like that. It's not going to be all hard-hitting news. You'll get those stories covered, but, you know, we'll talk restaurants and movies, I'm sure, entertainment and things like that, too.
So that starts in a couple of weeks on a Monday afternoon,
right.
4 to 7, and then John Landecker will be on when there's no White Sox game after you.
Right. Exactly.
And Anna DeVlantis is on before you from 1 until 4.
She's going to get another hour, go till 4 o'clock.
And is there any word on our morning show starting any later than 5, or does it still start at 5 a.m.?
I think it still starts at 5 a.m.
That's too bad.
You know, honestly, I've been doing 4 hours this week. John does 4 hours. You do 4 hours every day. That's a long...
Well, it's not like a regular job.
I mean, it's no, but by the end of it, you just start calling in people like me to kill time, right? Is that what
No. We were trying to get you in here for the last 2 or 3 days, but we didn't have time.
It's been tough.
Yeah, because I wanted to hear about the new show.
Well, thanks for the plug. I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait to get started.
Yeah, it'll be a good way to sort of catch up on everything that happens on the way home, and we'll be listening.
And in an entertaining way, you know, just not a high, we're not going to slam the news in your face. We're going to enjoy it.
We want fun.
Right.
Fun is a good thing.
Right.
All right. And what do you got coming up this morning for John?
Well, you know, Phil Vitale wrote his first restaurant review in 6 months. He's been out of the restaurants, and he's the restaurant critic for the Trib. And he's apprehensive about going inside, so he almost didn't go to this one, I think.
Really?
But it's a new restaurant called Ever, at $285 a plate.
Yeah, he liked it, didn't he?
Yeah, he did like it. He did like it a lot. So I think, you know, a lot of people on furlough, maybe we'll stop by and have a $285 dinner.
If the Tribune pays for it.
Right.
Yeah, Phil's a good guy. I have not gone inside at it. Well, no, I did. I did once. I've been eating outside. But inside, outside restaurants are doing a great job keeping everybody healthy, clean, and safe.
I want to talk about that with listeners, too, whether they will go inside when it gets colder. I think I probably will.
Well, hopefully by then. I mean, we're doing better in Illinois. The positivity rate's been down.
Right.
I think a lot will depend on the state of the pandemic around here and the weather. So,
well, I've learned I have a normal, lower than normal temperature because it's being taken just about every time.
Yeah, me too.
Go to a restaurant, right?
Now, you heard about my little restaurant humor, haven't you?
No,
when they take my temperature,
no.
You want to try this just to sort of loosen everybody up, get everybody in a good mood after they take your temperature.
Wait! We're not going to a colonoscopy joke here, are we?
You've ruined it.
Sorry, I did hear that earlier.
Okay, in that case, never mind.
Right.